Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Bill Deagle has called in. He's responding to my report about World War III coming up by RAN. Also talked about the cell phones frying our brains, the sodium fluoride poisoning us, the genetic engineering creating new enzymes and new amino acids that have never existed that are causing massive health problems. All the top scientists we've had on major reports, there's no debating it. DU being used, the equivalent of 44,000 A-bombs, the exact weight and type isotope, just used in the last Gulf War and still ongoing, blowing all over the planet. Detectors in England, Europe, and the U.S. picking up upwards of eight times safe levels that is allowed for uranium miners. What Deagle said is on the record. We've had top experts and scientists on covering this. My question to you, Dr. Deagle, and we'll go to some more calls, folks, that are holding, Bart and Luis and Beth and everybody else, Matt and Bill. Why is the elite so nuts? It was like last year it came out that millions of gallons of solid nerve gas were dumped 55 miles off the coast of North Carolina. It's showing up in the shellfish, everything. And the elite take their kids in and have them eat, you know, eat this stuff for dinner. I mean, why are the elite so crazy that they're even doing this to themselves?
It's a death culture. These elite are all part of a death culture, just like the Nazi Germany. Well, we have an American...
Or Dr. Pianka of UT that says we've all got to die.
Exactly, and we're really living in the Fourth Reich right now because the Third Reich never really died. We are the descendants with the Operation Paperclip and all the scientists and Nazi horrors that came over here to America. All of our secret agencies are basically receive the endowment of these monsters. And our entire culture is now immersed in death, so America is the broodmare for the New World Order.
45 million abortions. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, and so they're moving us very quickly, and I believe that this war will trigger off an attack by China against Taiwan. They want to mine the Strait of Hormuz, which will immediately crash the world economy. This is all by design, the same way they're already telling us they're going to release, you know, I like your term called the Zychronian 12 plague, because I really believe they're going to do it in the next few years. They're going to do it, and they have it all planned to stick the chips in us. All of this has been completely by design.
And I guess a lot of people are going to cheerlead their own destruction here in America.
Yeah, it's amazing. The minorities would stand up and just say, hell no, it would be over. But we need to now, as Pastor Butch said last week, we need to say, now it's time for civil disobedience. No more national ID. No more disarming the public. No more forced vaccines. No more GMO food. No more fluoride in our water. That's it. No. No more corrupt medical system, no more corrupt legal system, and no more transnational corporations raping and pillaging our country.
I hear you, Dr. Deagle. Thanks for the call. Always good to hear from you. Let's talk to Bart in Texas. Bart, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I have a question for you, and it involves Iran, and it really involves the overall structure of the New World Order. You know, since I started watching you back in 96 in Austin, I've researched this, you know, the entire time. And I've really been trying to understand because, you know, listening to your guest the other day that was talking about her confrontation, and I watched the video of her confrontation with some of the Omission Commission members, and it really was obvious that there was just stark terror in some of their eyes when she brought up some of these issues. So what
Well, it's like the cops when they bust somebody and find the dead body and say, you're going to prison, buddy.
Well, you know,
I mean, that's how they look. Oh, I've been caught.
Well, my question is really straight to you, and it's about the nature of the New World Order. You know, sometimes it really does seem like we're just dealing with a neo-feudal kind of elitist criminal syndicate that do make mistakes, you know, and it seems that way when you see the fear in their eyes. But then at other levels, it really does seem like this is just mastermind orchestrated. And you see my quandary in trying to figure it out?
Well, there are different layers of the pyramid, sir. You're looking at minions on the commission, so of course they're scared. And you have the insulated Rockefellers and Rothschilds and others, and they're just very cold. They're like the depths of space. They're soulless. And they're like machines of wickedness just carrying out their plan.
Can you hold me over for one
sure,
last question?
Sure, yeah. I mean, they're carrying out their father's design to kill everyone. They're of their father, the devil. Then it all makes sense. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Really, the discussion with the callers today has turned into a discussion of the death culture. Genetically engineered foods directly linked to 1 in 3 now having diabetes. Cancer is exploding. The poisons, the toxins in the water, the depleted uranium, lung cancer exploding. All of this going on, and now they want to invade Iran. They're saying they're going to do it. The analysts that we trust say the globalists plan to attack in the next 6 months. It's getting more and more serious. If that happens, our government will probably stage terror attacks and claim Iran did it, or Iran may pull something, at least in their region, and it just hurdles us towards total crisis. Bart, finish up quickly. I want to move on here.
Thank you, sir. Well, I've really reached the same conclusions you have about the nature and the structure that we're dealing with multiple levels, and the neocons are just one level. But, you know, the conclusion that that leads me to is this is really still just the beginning, that there are whole levels of technology and deception that they haven't even begun to throw at us. And that feels disheartening sometimes, but that's really what it feels true to me.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. Listen. We have the patents going back 15 years. We have official studies that were done with different frequencies and wavelengths. And it was even in, the Baltimore Sun about 3 years ago. DARPA, the big government research laboratories, reported, oh, yeah, we've got systems that'll make public docile. We're going to test putting up towers that broadcast this. I mean, you can go read mainstream news articles about the government putting up mind control towers. I mean, this type of stuff is really going on, and they really are. They did just pass a law in Wisconsin banning the forced microchipping of the public. I mean, it's that bad. This stuff's They did pass a law last year saying that they're going to forcibly put half the kids in America on psychotropic drugs with New Freedom. I mean, they really did pass a national ID card to the state driver's license last year. I mean, they really are. The Senate did just pass the law. The House is set to pass it for total blanket amnesty, and then they say it's not amnesty. You know, just all of this is really happening. The electronic voting machine companies really are government-run and really are stealing elections. I mean, this stuff, just all this incredible developments are really going on. We're living in unbelievably bizarre times when evil is making a big move. And the average American thinks it's all George Bush's fault, and we can just get rid of Republicans, we'll be safe. And the average Republican thinks Bush is God, and the conservatives are good. And if we just attack Iran, everything will be fine. Meanwhile, their kids are drinking poison water, and they're breathing DU, and the food's full of GMO that's rotting out your organs, and it's all admitted. And it just, most people don't know what the real threats are. Humanity is under assault by a bunch of nutcases that are running our society. The architects of our society are a bunch of nuts, folks, a bunch of control freak, Malthusian, social Darwinistic criminals. I mean, that's really the gist of what this broadcast is a clarion call, an emergency transmission to you to look at the facts, to find out we're not exaggerating this. In fact, I don't have words to describe how out of control the world has gotten. And if they attack Iran, it's going to get a lot worse a lot faster. Let's talk to Luis, I believe, in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Quickly, I was at the post office the other day, and I found a pamphlet for Selective Service. And I want to tell you about it. In fact, I want to send it to you because I'm sure this is something you're going to want to post on your website. It looks really kind of subtly nefarious. It says, men 18 to 25 years, do the right thing, read it, fill it, mail it. I just want to tell you really quickly, because I know this is going to interest you. The pictures they have on it, there's three boxes, right? One box, the first box has a giant eye casting a triangular eye view scan or whatever. The second box has a pencil, but these are all very, like, caricatures, right? It has a pencil supposedly filling out a form. And the third one has a hand, like, delivering it in the mailbox. But anyway, the first one is, like, a giant eye with a pyramid, obviously, right? And it's a symbol I've seen, like, in reference to the Stasi in East Germany, but it's in caricature form. The second one, the pencil, when you turn it upside down, it's clearly a pyramid with a capstone, or if you want to use the pencil part, the wood part, it's also an obelisk. But this is very subtle. It's a caricature. But anyway, in the inside, it says, it says several things. The one says, will I be drafted? It says, registering with Selective Service does not mean you are joining the military. The fact that a man is required to register does not mean that he will be drafted. Now, this is where it gets tricky. No one has been drafted since 1973. Here's the trick. No one can be drafted into the military unless ordered by Congress and the President. A draft would most likely occur only in the event of war or national emergency. You see how the first contradicts the second part? It's like, oh, don't worry, you won't be drafted unless
there's probably going to be an emergency, and then you will be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the second part is so obvious. Come on, we're in a war, and we just had a national emergency, like New Orleans, and we've been into wars. We're going into another one. National emergencies.
Sir, 3 years ago, they set up the draft boards again. The Army put out a report saying we're getting ready for a draft. Then they had to retract it because of the hysteria. They've introduced three pieces of legislation currently in Congress for a total draft of men and women 18 to 49.
It's ridiculous, I show people this, and it's funny because I'm careful who I share the esoteric sort of occult obvious symbolism with, because I don't want to, but I just read what's inside, and it has a box that says a category category of yes and no, meaning like are these people required, and I'm going down. It's, let's see, undocumented illegal aliens, yes, they have to register for the draft. You know, special agricultural workers, yes. Even like handicapped physically or mentally, yes. You know, all the two seasons, yes, obviously. National Guards. Anyway, there's only a few that it says no, right? But I gotta send this to you. I presume that the address to send you something like this is at your website?
Yes.
It is, okay. Because you're gonna really, you have to see what it looks like. You know?
I hear you. I really appreciate your call. Yeah, and then this is what they do. They go, we're not planning this. There's no plan for amnesty, and then they pass amnesty. There's no plan for Bush will not sign the campaign finance reform that restricts free speech. Then he passes it. You know, there's no plan for a draft, no plan for a draft. They've just gotten record funding for selective service and have introduced the bills and have set up the draft boards again. And then the Houston Chronicle reports that there's already a draft going on of people that have already been in the military who have select skills, and there's going to be a draft of special skills workers, and that there's a stopgap where they won't let people out who've already served their term, and they make them serve a third or fourth tour in Iraq. But there's not going to be a draft as they make every preparation for it, as they get ready to attack Iran. Again, we never thought there'd be a draft, but luckily we had it all set up. We were hit by a nuke. We were hit by bird flu. And the new draft has it where the women mainly and then many of the men, it'll be a huge draft of 5 million people they're talking about. Millions of those will stay at home. And a lot of them are going to like it. You're going to have a fancy uniform and strut around with a black beret and run checkpoints and aid the officers. And they'll have PR firms on the TV about how handsome the men are. And many women will, you're Homeland Security Commando. And they've been training a division of Secure Corps with the youth, with M16s and warrant service at schools across the country from Philadelphia to New York to California and L.A. I mean, it's happening, folks. You want to be a brown shirt nation? You want cameras with face scanners on every corner? You want to be drafted? You want to have your pension funds taken? You're going to get to enjoy it all. Don't worry. They're probably going to win, and you're going to get to enjoy your George Bushy-Wushy, or maybe a Hillary, or maybe a Jebby-Webby. All right, I'm getting sarcastic here. It's so sick to watch them kill this country. And you'll have an American Union and all the illegals legalized. And it'll be so conservative. Let's go ahead and talk to Beth in Texas. Go ahead, Beth.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
You know, there's just so much to say about the subject and the topic in particular that you started out with. I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you. But I guess a good place would be something that people may not be aware of is we did have a bit of a setback yesterday when the Supreme Court ruled that they would not upend the freedom of speech rights.
Yeah, I've got that from Reuters here. Let me just mention that. It's on the top of the stack. Court rules no whistleblower free speech right. Now, we've always had this. A closely divided U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that government whistleblowers are not protected by free speech rights when they face employer discipline for trying to expose possible misconduct at work. They're openly saying you're not allowed to blow the whistle on crime. By a 5-4 vote, the High Court ruled against a Californian prosecutor who said he was demoted, denied a promotion, and transferred for trying to expose a lie by a county sheriff's deputy in a search warrant affidavit. So they're saying you're not allowed to expose crime or corruption, and you will be demoted, and they are allowed to abuse you, and you're not allowed to defend yourself.
Right, correct. And Mr. Russell Tice is a perfect example of that. The senior intelligence officer for the NSA, who was recently demoted back in 2005 in December, he submitted a report that one of his fellow colleagues was suspected of spying for China.
And they're talking about firing AT&T employees. They talked about how the NSA runs a whole floor of every major AT&T building. Well,
that's correct.
Already
yeah.
Public. And they're talking about indicting people that have leaked White House memos about Bush crimes. Yeah, openly. You release stuff about a crime, you're going to lose your job. You're going to go to jail.
That's right. Not to mention that Walmart Incorporated has a Homeland Security office within their headquarters.
That is confirmed up in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Well, and I've, sadly to say, I worked in one of their distribution centers, and I can no longer do, thank God, but did long enough to see for myself that it is, in fact, set up for that purpose.
Yeah, it's really a government. It's really a government front. Why don't you want to comment on that for us?
You mean from personal experience?
Yes.
Other than say it's like a concentration camp. It's the most hellish place on earth that you can earn a paycheck from. I think people just need to come out of their warm and cozy little environments, because I assure you that that's temporary. It may feel good now, but it's going away very soon, as Alex has said.
Well, it's like a sheep or a hog or a chicken you're fattening up for slaughter.
Exactly.
Everybody's in their cages braying and squawking and balking. Oh, they love it. They love the heaters in the slaughterhouse. It keeps them warm. The government gives us grain. Anything else you want to add?
I do, if you'll hold me
over. Yeah, stay there. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned this. I meant to get to it. Yeah, you know, there's no whistleblowing. It's freedom.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Had it too good, too long, we're spoiled rotten, we're propagandized, and we're going into slavery right now. We can stop it if you wake up to it and look around you, but sun's shining, it's a pretty day out there. That's a point I've always made. That Russian immigrant we were interviewing yesterday about growing up in the Soviet Union talked about how everything still looked normal there, but they were living under tyranny. It's the same thing here. It's happening right now. They want to go after free speech. They want to take all of our freedoms. Beth in Texas, then Matt, Bill, Paula, Al, and others. Go ahead, Beth, and finish up your points.
Okay. I just want to make a comment about the Georgia Guidestones. I'm sure you've mentioned this before on your program. I wonder how many people have ever heard of the Georgia Guidestones.
Put up by the Masons saying they're going to kill 80% of us.
Well, what they are is the new Ten Commandments in which we'll be following. You can forget, for those that read and follow the Bible, the scriptures, you can forget the Ten Commandments that are referenced there. You might want to check out your new Ten Commandments that will be in force very soon with all that's going to happen. Alex, I should have started out when you took my call by saying, I believe you, as many Americans do believe, that you're a true American hero. All the sacrifices, personally, financially, on every front that you make for all of us, not for yourself only, but for everyone, I commend you for it.
Well, listen, I don't need to be commended. I know the cost. I know what we're facing. I see it clearly. All I can do is fight. I'm consumed with fighting. And I mean, we're dealing with psychopathic, murdering killers who've got control. And I mean, we've got to fight them.
And you hit the nail on the head. That's all we can do. I mean, like so many others, I myself went through the different stages of denial. You know, the first thing was to run and hide and bury myself in the ground. But then one has to think, and this goes out to all those that are, you know, in that mode of survival. What are you going to do when you come out? Do you want to live in that world that you will be coming out into? Because my answer is no. I don't have any choice but to fight.
Well, I appreciate your call, Beth, and those are wonderful words. You know, so many of us are taught to live in the moment, only care about now. You have to know the past, you have to look at the future, and that will make your now better. I mean, we didn't build this country because people were stupid and laid down to corruption. 4% of the world's population had half the wealth. We're now losing it because, by and large, we were smarter, more active, more aggressive, more freedom-oriented than anybody else. Liberty brings plenty. Plenty brings decadence that then brings corruption that then brings enslavement. And we're coming into the bottom of that cycle right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt. Matt, where are you calling us from?
Blacksburg, Virginia.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I really appreciate it, Alex. I've got two quick questions, and I'll hang up and let you answer. It's about Building 7. We all know you actually just had a story about the Danish press saying that it had to come down. I'm wondering if you think that perhaps it was supposed to be hit by a plane, maybe 93.
Well, see, I don't want to speculate. We don't know. We just know they blew it up. You know, we can say, was 93 really going there? My info is it was going to the Capitol, but we just know they blew it up. I mean, it's always great to speculate, but we really can't do that because we just need to stick to what we know. We know they blew it up.
Absolutely. What about, was there anything that came out about the so-called fifth and sixth planes that were to be hijacked that day?
We know there was other planes on the ground, people being grabbed off of them. We don't know, sir. Most of the focus by the truth movement is on that stuff. I just stick to all the things we can prove, and you look at those, the government did it.
Absolutely. Last question. Did you ever get a chance to meet Bill Hicks? And you have a great day, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I met him, I think, three times.
All right, that's awesome.
Thank you. You know, contrary to popular belief, we were not good friends. I was just, in Austin, getting to know people. I've been here a few years, but before Bill died. And I'm good friends with his best friend. So I did meet Bill a few times, but I was not good friends with Bill Hicks. People say I was, and they say all this stuff. And, you know, there are websites that attack me and tell other lies about me, and then they say I'm friends with Bill Hicks. And I don't see that as an attack. He was a very smart individual, very talented. It's just not true. We're going to break and come back. Let's jam another call in right now. Bill in Nebraska. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex. Hey, keeping with your talk about foodstuffs, see, I believe that it's a senator in Wisconsin. Now, I'm not positive on that, but he's trying to pass a bill declaring cow manure as toxic waste.
Yes, there's a bunch of stuff to start taxing and regulating, and Big Agra is actually funding all that to shut down the family farms.
Well, now, if they pass a bill making cow manure toxic waste, but yet there's no bill to stop them from feeding chicken droppings to cows, which fosters mad cow disease.
Sir, the Animal ID Act, all of it is written by big industry to shut down the small industry.
That's what this would do. It would shut down organic farms.
I know. And, sir, it's an attack on everything American, everything independent.
Yes,
the country
certainly
is literally being dismantled in front of us.
Because we know that those chemical fertilizers that they're going to force people to use, since you can't have organic farming anymore.
Very toxic. Very toxic. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
one 800 259 9231 is the toll-free number to join us on air. We've had so many requests to do it. I'm going to re-air in the next hour the Monday interview with Ray McGovern, high-level CIA analyst, former CIA analyst, exposing the upcoming World War III with Iran, breaking down all the facets of it. We'll continue with calls throughout this hour. I've got a few other key news items I want to hit. And we'll be talking to Paula and Al and others here in just a few minutes. I want to encourage you to come to our big 9/11 symposium, unlike any other, coming up in June 24th and 25th, now, 24 days away. The tickets are going fast. Get them at Infowars.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. It's going to be absolutely amazing. We've got Ray McGovern coming to expose 9/11 as an inside job, Professor Stephen Jones to expose 9/11 as an inside job, Jim Fetzer. We're going to have so many others. We're going to have one of the survivors of the World Trade Center collapse, the hero, William Rodriguez, who helped people get out of the building with the firemen. Jimmy Walter is going to be there. We're going to have author Webster Tarpley there. Dylan Avery of Loose Change Second Edition will be there. I'll be premiering my new film, Terror Storm. Of course, I'll give really two speeches during the 20 hours that we're going to have on Saturday and Sunday. Get your tickets now at Infowars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Learn more about the conference. Learn all the details there on the websites right now. And please take action and join us there. It's going to be historic. We'll have time for questions and answers after each speaker. It's going to be unbelievably good. And there'll also be a surprise guest. You can probably guess who that's going to be. A surprise guest will be speaking as well. We'll announce that a few days before the event. You'll hear about it, believe me. For about 5 minutes or so, I want to get them back up again because it's so exciting. You can't just listen to us on the big ABC feed that we lease on the big ABC satellite. That's a big 15-foot dish. Most of you don't have that. You can listen on the Internet or local AM and FM affiliates. You can listen on the Internet. But you can also listen on a little, 33, 32-inch dish. Comes in crystal clear. We use this now here in the office to stream our own Internet feed. We pick it up off the satellite and then restream it to you as a backup for the Internet. And we've had nothing but success with this. It's been so wonderful. And I'm not selling this. I don't get a dime from this. I'm plugging this because it's you get like 100 channels of TV and radio all over the world, so much neat stuff. And there's not a subscription. You buy the satellite dish and the receiver. Only takes, 30 minutes, I guess, to put up on your house. And boom, you're tuned into the world. And you can buy a fancier receiver if you want and get, I guess, hundreds and hundreds of more channels. But for $169, you get so much, including this network, the GCN Radio Network. And so Rick Kaler of Rick Satellites joins us. Rick, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, thank you so much for having me back on your show again, and thanks for what you continue to do for us all.
Did you get a big response last time coming on?
Yes, you made the phones light up. You've got a lot of faithful, loyal listeners who sometimes have trouble hearing the show over shortwave, as it will tend to fade in and out, and occasionally they might lose their connection on the Internet. So this alternative way to pick you up, and not only your live show, I don't know if I mentioned it, but on one of the channels we have you on, we also have a replay of your 3 hours from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and on another channel we're putting you back up from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. So if the folks are not home or don't have the VCR set to get your show, we do have it replayed a couple times, too, because it's awful important to get it out there.
Absolutely. Tell folks about the dish and the receiver and how people can get it.
Well, as a special for the Alex Jones listeners, we're going ahead and continuing the price package that we put together of $169. Rick Satellite, myself, have teamed up with Todd Waite of Global Star Radio. He's at gsradio.net. He's actually the gentleman that is in charge of uplinking the signals to the satellite. And what we have is a satellite dish. We call it a 76 centimeter. It actually measures about 30 by 33 inches. And you aim that at a satellite that's called Telstar 5, or it's also referred to as Intelsat Americas 5. And aim it in at that satellite and then run a cable from the dish to your satellite receiver and hook it up to your TV set. And there we have six different channels of Patriot Talk radio shows, most importantly featuring the Alex Jones Show. Other channels that are also available on there from the GCN lineup would be, Dave and Joyce from the Power Hour. Also have on Pastor Butch Paul with Call to Decision. Some of the other channels, we have Jeff Rentz, Steve Quell, Gary Brownfield, Kevin Smith, Culture Shock, Dr. Stan Monteith, Stan Solomon, Scriptures for America, just to name a few. So we've got six different channels. So when you're not on, Alex, they can actually get a different flavor of some of the other folks as well.
Absolutely. Give us, now, on Infowars.com, right on the main page on the left-hand side, it says, listen to Alex in crystal clear audio quality. That's the link to the Alex Jones special on your site, but specifically give us the website several times and give us the number to call to get one of these units.
Okay, my phone number, Alex, is area code 816-228-1801, and my website, it's all one word, gofastmotorsports.com. That telephone number is 816-228-1801. And the website is gofastmotorsports.com. I've had several folks call and say, man, I was just able to run to the desk and get a pen and paper and write down that phone number. I could hardly hear it, but I got just the number. And they called and start inquiring about it. A lot of them have gotten the system, and they've called back, and they're thrilled with the reception. It's just a crystal clear digital audio. So we're real pleased about it. That number is 816-228-1801. The basic system is $169, including the shipping cost. And once you install the system, there is no charge for the programming. We want to help to do what we can to get your message out. One of the neat things about it is because of the size of the dish, even in a homeowner's restricted area where they're trying to say, well, you can't have a satellite dish in here, you know, we want everything to look just this way. Well, they cannot legally tell you you cannot have this dish. As long as it's 1 meter in size or smaller, they cannot keep you from having this dish. And it's under 1 meter. It's 76 centimeters, so you can put this up even in the so-called homeowner's restricted areas.
Well, also, we're on a lot of commercial AM and FM stations, but we're also on a lot of, quote, micros, known by the mainstream media as pirates. And we've got Texas Renegade Radio. Now over, I think, 12 transmitters in other states now, and a lot of people are using these dishes to refeed, or somebody can buy a 1-watt transmitter and just transmit to 3 or 4 neighborhoods with one of these and use this as the feed as well.
Absolutely. I've got a couple of farmers that actually micro-broadcast for their neighbors as well, as so they can go out while they're working in the fields all day and still listening to the programs while they're out in the combine are working outside.
Exactly. So, and those small units that are a water sower are very, very inexpensive, very, very easy to hook up to this satellite dish, run an antenna up on top of the house. Well, listen, give that number out one more time, Rick, and
okay.
Give that website out again.
Okay. Phone number, I'm in Missouri. The phone number is 816-228-1801, and on the Internet, it's gofastmotorsports.com. Right on the top of the page, it's got a link that says Global Star Satellite Systems. There, that'll take you to a page to where we've got basically three systems we put together. The basic standalone system, just to aim at the one satellite. On that satellite, besides the 6 channels of the Patriot Talk Radio, there are, as you mentioned, over 100 TV stations from all around the world. Also some stations in English, religious stations. Smile of God, Daystar, Trinity, The Word Network, and so on. On the radio side, another 65 or so foreign channels, 30 CD music channels, commercial free, and then, of course, the talk radio channels. We also put together a motorized system if you want to put a motor on that dish and use the receiver and remote control to move the dish around to pick up lots of different channels from other satellites. It's a lot more complicated to install, so you might need professional installation or a little background with the satellites to know what you're doing if you're going to put up a motorized system.
But it's really easy with a $169 model.
The standalone system's a lot easier to put up.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Rick, for coming on. I'm excited about this. Our listeners love it.
Thank you so much, Alex.
You bet. Take care. It's exciting, folks. We've got a link to it up on Infowars.com. Let's go back to the callers. We're talking about the attack on Iran. They're saying they're going to do it. They're moving forward to do it. It's crazy. It'll cause all sorts of global problems. We're also, I mean, you can't even state how bad it is. It's impossible. And then at the same time, we've got all of the other toxic things in our environment. Just the insanity of this elite, the things that they're taking action on, the things they're setting up are even hurting their own families. I mean, why are they doing this? Let's go ahead and talk to Paula in Florida, then Al, Alford, and others. You're on the air, Paula.
Hi, Alex. Steve, this thing about the satellite's really great. Anyway, this thing about, you know, what Alito did with the free speech thing.
Yes, saying no more whistleblowing, none of you are protected, there's no more free speech. You have to be quiet about criminal activity in government.
Yeah, people need to call the Judicial Qualification Board and have him removed because he's violated his constitutional
The Supreme Court ruled that they can take our private property if a private interest wants it without just compensation. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Al in California. Al, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
2 points. I'll do the less important one first. But anyways, whatever happened to that guy who invented the device that could see through the ground and you had him on the air a few months ago?
Well, I don't remember that, but, I mean, they've got ground-penetrating radar that looks right through your walls of your house mounted on police helicopters and several major cities we know of, and they have a lot of other similar and even more powerful systems that the military has. So we know that exists, but
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, because I remember you had him on the air and you were talking about making the point how his device was much more elegant in a way in which it achieved. It was literally like a device that could just see right through the ground as if you had dug a hole. And he mentioned that.
Funny, I don't remember that. I've had guests on years ago about that, but.
It wasn't years ago. He was on your show, and then the very same night he came on George, the very same day he came on George Norrie's show.
Okay.
But I was just hoping if I somehow could find, because I did an internet search, and it was very difficult trying to retrace.
Well, it's funny. My memory must be completely failing me. Are you sure you didn't hear him on another show?
No, I heard him on your show. He was talking about, you had him on the air, you were talking about how different it was from the military stuff. It was much more elegant in the way in which it achieved the goal which he was trying to achieve.
You're talking about Dr. Nick Begich?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Not hard.
Well, I'm sorry I can't answer your question. Anything else?
All right, point number two. This is the reason I firmly believe, and I don't know, none of the other callers have seen it. Gotten on this point, but the big reason why these guys are doing what they're doing is, number one, it's a concept found in the Bible about people eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow will die. So I believe that the leaders of this world literally know that, like in the last scene of Raiders of the Ark, that fire is going to drop down on out of the heavens and incinerate them at Armageddon, and they literally know that their deal with the devil, their 6,000-year deal with the devil, is, you know, like Adam and Eve struck, it's pretty much up, man. So they know that, hey, time's up, just like Satan and his demons in Revelation 12th chapter. They know they got a short period of time, and so they're simply trying to fulfill every desire that they ever had, and they don't care how insane it is, and how, they know the frog, they only got so much time, so they can't keep the frog boiling the water for too long, so they know they got to just come out the bag and go hog wild. Because they literally know God's about to take them out at Armageddon.
I know this. I've studied them. They are into the occult. They do believe that. I appreciate your call. Good points. Makes sense. Let's go ahead and talk to Alfred in Texas. Alfred, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good,
I'm usually from Chicago. I live in Chicago, but I'm down here in Mesa, Arizona, visiting family. And I was down in Yuma yesterday. And I noticed, I mean, up in Chicago, I know about the contrails that come from airplanes and low-flying jet aircraft, that they're not really contrails. They're actually aerosols that are in the fuel. And I'm down here in Mesa, and I absolutely see, the whole time I'm here, a clear blue sky with no contrails. I mean, I see the jets flying over making the contrails that disappear. But then I was down in Yuma, and I couldn't even believe it. It was worse than Chicago. It was like they're like doing it all day long. Like, they weren't even trying to cover it up. And I know you probably...
By the way, I have a mainstream article we posted a few days ago that has copies of the textbook. A middle school textbook admits chemtrails, mainstream, you know, U.S. government certified, that quote, it's to keep us safe from global warming. It's an emergency sunscreen.
Yeah, I know. And I've read a couple articles that it's actually causing some kind of hole in the ozone layer and stuff like that. I just wanted to get your take on it and see if you knew more about it than I did.
I know a lot about chemtrails. I actually told my producer yesterday that I want to line up a bunch of chemtrail guests. You will hear them here on air in the next month. We're going to interview Carnicom, all of them. Yet again, it's been about a year since I've really plunged into it, and a couple times a year I like to get into it. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. There's a lot of things going on, sir. There's also nuts who think every condensation trail is a chemtrail, and that's not the case. But there is weather modification going on. There is environmental manipulation going on. That's admitted. A lot of crazy stuff going on, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Back in the early 90s, I used to watch Henry Gonzalez in Texas on C-SPAN.
Yes, the congressman.
When he did special orders, and he brought up about... Federal Reserve and derivatives and looming financial collapse. And every letter I wrote him, he always answered with sometimes three-page letters. You never get that response out of these guys in Wisconsin. And I was wondering if you'd give a quick synopsis of Henry's legacy and why we need honest congressmen. And also, do you think a financial collapse could put the brakes on this neocon Luciferian nightmare?
Yeah, Henry's son really is nothing compared to him. I've got Gonzalez in my film, America, The Story by Design, talking about how the government would use terror attacks for martial law. He's seen the documents. Also, Congressman Jack Brooks, also from Texas. I mean, something about Texans, they're either real bad or they're real good. We've got a lot of bad congressmen from here, a lot of really good ones from here. And they talk about how the government wants to stage terror attacks and carry out a new world order. And he's been dead, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years now. And he did a lot of good things. He was from San Antonio.
Yep.
I guarantee he wouldn't be for this La Reconquista either. He'd see right through that.
Yep. You know, when mathematicians and physicists, they do calculations and they get infinities, they know something's wrong and they got to start the calculations over because it's flawed. Well, we got this $87 trillion deficit, and it's impossible to pay to straight up on a graph infinity, so something's wrong, and all I can say is buy silver and gold. Thanks, Alex.
You're right. Yeah, there's no way to ever pay it back. It's many times bigger than any economies combined. It's designed. They designed these Federal Reserve central bank systems as Ponzi schemes. It's meant to make you all destitute. Then they create a new monetary system, buy everything up with that new system when they start it. And then they pose as our saviors after they do it to us. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Turnblad, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Johnny, Sam, Paul, I'm going to try to cram you three guys in right now. I just want to say it's been great working with everybody, fighting a new world order. And I plan to be living a long time, and I love life. But we all need to be thankful for the lives we've had, the lives we've led. And I just never really thank you, the listeners, for it's great knowing you. It's great working with you. And I look forward to working with you for a long time in the future. But all of us need to count every day as our last. and know that it isn't how many toys we have at the end of it that matters. It's what we do. It's the mark we set. It's the good things we do. It's leaving the world a better place than we left it. That's what life's really all about. And you'll be fulfilled if you have that attitude. These people that just want more, want more, want more, they're the most unhappy people I know. Johnny in Virginia. Johnny, go ahead.
Alex, good evening.
Hi.
I just wanted to touch on that, the point you made. You're talking about all the nuclear, the depleted uranium. You mentioned the chemtrails and so forth. To me, that would almost indicate that World War III is a little broader than fighting any particular enemy.
No, it's fighting the American people. It's exterminating us.
That's right.
Folks, do you understand that I looked the numbers up? One in about 45 people got diabetes 50, 60 years ago. Now it's one in three. I mean, they're killing us, folks.
Yes, sir. And you know, what bothers me is that our troops are they're in the same shape that the Iraqi people. They're already dead and don't even know it.
I know. And how is that supporting them, marching them in to breathe that poison?
That's right. And then they bring it home.
And it's in the jet stream, sir.
The
detectors have been picking it up.
That's right.
Eight times safe levels.
And the people behind this, I call them them. They're already setting things up here in this country. You've already pointed that out. And since they didn't follow the people on the amnesty, no amnesty.
I appreciate your call. Thank you. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Sam. Sam, where are you calling us from?
Calling from Minnesota.
Hi.
It's an honor to talk to you. I've been listening to you for about 3-4 years now. It's martial law really woke me up. Loose Change, Second Edition really woke me up. It actually inspired me to make my own short film that just completed in March, and it's been agreed to be streamed in New York City July 19th. The new filmmakers. It's entitled Key Bono WTC, and we'd love anyone to go to our website. Anyone in New York area to go to it would be great. It combined Loose Change and martial law scenes. And it's just been great listening to you.
Okay, anything else, sir?
Let me just give my website real quick. It's erraticproductions.com, E-R-R-A-T-I-K, productions.com.
Okay, thank you. Let's talk to Paul. Paul, where are you calling us from?
Vancouver, Canada.
Go ahead. You got about a minute.
Okay, I just want to know, I heard you talking about Atlanta being the capital of the North American Union. I was just wondering if you could point me in a direction to do a little bit more research about that.
I'd type into Google, Atlanta chosen as North American Union capital, and I've seen it in a bunch of mainstream news articles. There's a committee that set it up. I've been seeing that for 6-7 years. 6-7 years ago, it was a debate between Miami and Atlanta, but the committee settled, I think, about 2 years ago on it being Atlanta.
Okay, great. Thank you for that.
Thank you, sir. We're out of time for this hour. When we come back in the next hour, I had him on Monday. It's such an important discussion with one of the chief CIA analysts for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. about the upcoming World War III that I'm going to re-air this. I don't do this very often. Maybe once a month I re-air an interview, but this is so important we need to do this. So get your tape recorders going, digitally record this, get this out to everybody. Now is the time to get this out to everyone you know, and to call your congressman, to call into talk radio. It's not like Iran's just going to lay there. If Iran's attacked, they're going to strike back. The government wants that. And then we'll all, hey, we've been hit. We got to fight them. How dare them fight back against us? I mean, it's going to be horrible. They're escalating it by design.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.